on the stereo. Boy, me say bum rips and video games that me love to hear. Me kick back and relax, me kinda float in the atmosphere. Ooh yeah. One pull, two pull, third pull, and me feeling irate, irate. Bum rips and video games, me soul just a flying free, flying free. Bob Marley on repeat, this reggae melody. We be jamming on the mic in a cannabis harmony. Ooh yeah, say bum rips and video games.
Video games, ooh yeah.
Yeah, and we're here another week, another dollar made, I guess, depending on where you're listening from.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting there, we're getting there. Something like that.
Another 12 cents off the dollar.
I mean, we are getting there, guys. And it just gives me, so I had a tragedy this week.
Oh, what happened?
I had a tragedy this week. So I was rolling a J. Okay. And, so I'm a tabletop roller. I'm not good at, rolling in the air and all that stuff. I'm a tabletop roller. So I'm rolling the joint. And, sometimes I have this issue with the paper sliding, right? You guys ever have that issue? Just sliding.
Yeah.
I'm an air roller,
but I still have it. I've still had an issue with the paper sliding against itself.
Yeah, and it's annoying.
And it pop open. Yeah,
that's so, a trick for the crit. For
my issue is ripping. I get ripping issues. Shit.
Yeah, so I gather I thought it was good, and I roll it, slid, everything fucked up, right? So I had to get rid of the paper. The paper was all just jacked up. So it becomes Band-Aid paper at that point.
Pretty much.
So then my dumbass started. I have it on like a big slidey book, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had the weed on the book and I had the joy under, and I'm holding the paper with like my fingers like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I get the paper in there, it's sliding, everything's going good. The moment I get my other finger to kind of just like move in to start the roll and prep it, everything fucking fell.
Oh, God.
Did you lose the bud?
Oh, wow.
All over the floor.
Yeah, no, I was able to salvage a lot of it because a lot of it was stuck on my pants.
Mm. Okay.
But the funny part is that it was on like the whole right side part of my ankles and then like the whole left side of my inner thigh. And I'm like, these are really weird places for my fucking butt to fall in. But it was a fucking tragedy, guys. Like, it was tragic.
Sounds like it.
Oh, yeah.
I got a story that happened to me, too.
But,
that happened to me once as well.
Real quick, there's a solution for slippery paper. It was taught to my mom. I mean, it was taught from my mom a long time ago. She used to be a very, very avid joint roller. Like, the bitch wouldn't go a day without a joint in her mouth. Pause. But even still, she would crinkle the paper before using it. Ball it up, crinkle it up. That way when you're curling or rolling up, it actually gets a grip. Like, it forms its own grip because of all the wrinkles and shit. So that's a little trick.
I'll have to remember that.
Booyaka. Yeah, go ahead.
Because what happened to me last week, I was doing the same thing. I was rolling a joint. First time rolling a joint in a very long time. I was really excited about it. Paper slid. Weed went all over my desk. And I could only salvage a bowl pack out of the whole joint.
Wow.
I was so mad.
This is travesty, man.
I was pissed.
I dropped my shit one time trying to roll a blunt. And I went under the couch and I grabbed all of it up. And I smoked a lint-filled joint. My homegirl was like, "I'm not smoking that."
Yeah, the worst rolling fuck up I ever had. I was a teenager. Me and two of my boys, we invested in something we called an empire. The empire was a nug that was about this big. It was a fat, okay, fucking fuzzy looking nug. It was a beautiful piece.
Doing terrific. Shaped
like a triangle. So we called it the Empire. Well, me and my three boys, we saved our money throughout the week. We bought it. It was like $40. We bought that whole fucking top of the plant and we said, bet, let's do it. We went to the cemetery, which was a spot we used to hang out in, Flower Hill. If you know it. We used to hang out there and we got the only thing we could get at the time, which were wraps, like those like easy wraps.
Yeah.
They look like tobacco paper, flat.
Yes. Yeah. Easy wrap. Yeah.
So we got a couple of those. And in the process of creating what we wanted to make was this monstrosity out of the Empire. We were like, we're going to make two cannons out of this fucking nug and it's going to go down. So we broke up the bud on a piece of paper and everything. We slid it all. Everything was going fine. And when I had the wrap going, then I went to tighten it. The whole bottom of the wrap ripped entirely all the bud, boop, right into the ground. Gone. Done. I was like, no fucking way. $20. Gone. Fucking gone.
That's worse. That's like, why I don't use those. That's exactly why I don't use those.
And it's so bad.
I've never used them since.
It's so bad because back in the day, we all were only able to get like dime bags and dub bags and shit. Like, yep. And you Dude. Lose that weed, you lose that weed.
Yeah,
you
know? Done. You're done. That was my lunch money for the week. I saved up just to invest in part of that bud the whole week. I said, fuck lunch. I'll drink chocolate.
Oh, yeah, I got five on it, bro. That was my thing. I got five on it.
Oh, the five on it guy? Yeah.
Yo, who got five?
Yeah, four of you guys. You got a fat dub.
I got five on it.
I got five.
You get four or five people. We get five people. Five people. Boom. And the fifth person, yo, you had to get the wrap and you had to get the monkeys. Four of us was gonna buy it, but we were gonna go with the bag.
You got more money. You know, you get more lunch money. You get the wrap.
Things are becoming, friend, bro. That was the fifth kid who always fucking had McDonald's or pizza for fucking lunch. Nah, nigga, you buying the wrap, bro?
You get the wrap,
dude. Things are becoming so expensive. Can you imagine people saying that they got five on it on milk? Like,
yo,
bro, yeah. Milk, yo, you never lived in Hawaii, eggs. Bro. That's a thing, eggs. Bro. You got five on the milk. I got five on the
eggs.
Milk, milk's like,
now, eggs.
Oh yeah.
I got eggs. Five on a pack of eggs. What's up?
Well, you seen what the farmers are doing in France, right?
Yeah, I got five on
dumping
eggs.
Shit.
Oh yeah, they're going wild. That's so
farmers, bro. Don't fuck with farmers, bro. I'm telling you right now.
Farmers are hoarding their chickens now. Hoarding them.
Yep.
In other major headlines this week, I'm finally playing PlayStation with these guys. Yeah. And I have become a millionaire in my first playthrough.
Thanks to Alex.
GTA 5 on PlayStation.
Thanks to Alex with his modern ass account.
I had a lot of highlights. I hit Gio in the face with a bat and he scrammed.
That shit was hysterical.
Yeah.
Yo, and also you're gonna see a lot. I was able to grab a lot of clips during our gameplay. So you guys now know we just are not just a podcast of a bunch of assholes that sit down and smoke all day. No, we play video games too.
We game,
you know, and we gamed hard that day, and we were doing a fuck ton of missions, man. Like
we were repeating a fuck ton of missions is what we were doing.
Actually, repeating the same three missions.
I got to remember to download that. I keep forgetting.
Yeah, you got to get that shit, Tony. It was too funny. And unfortunately, we didn't get the clip of the bat in the face. It was beautiful. I got called out and I said, fuck it. I sped my ass all the way up the fucking sandy shores to meet up with these cucks. And that's immediately what I caught to the face. As soon as I walked out of the car, I ran up. Fight! Gun! Dead!
What's I mean, that's the definition of fuck around and find out, right?
That's fucked up. What fucked up, he really swung a bat on me.
You tried to pull up, you fuck around, you found out.
Yo, no, I thought he was going to be honorable, put the bat away, we could fist the cuffs it, but nah, he swung immediately. You wasted no time.
And I even said, too, I was like, if you get close to me and you get hit by the bat, it's your own fault. And it wasn't the fact that happened, it was the reaction, because we were all in Discord looking at each other's faces. And as soon as it happened, I looked over to the screen and I saw Gio, like, he turned so red and he paused and he just started cracking up. And I just started sinking into my seat.
And my wife called and said, "What's going on?" I'm just like, "Yo, this dude just got fucking laced. He just got laced."
Tell him what happened after. Tell him what happened after, motherfucker.
I put the bat away. He beat the shit out of me.
Exactly. Fisticuffs, goddammit. Fisticuffs.
You should have kept the bat out.
Yo, it was free. It was free, so I was like, "Oh, a free bat, so you made me a millionaire."
Aluminum too. Aluminum.
I got my house. I got my casino apartment. I got my garage. I don't have a car yet. They've been ragging on me about the car. Actually, no, I bought a monster truck. That's right.
A month?
What the fuck do you need a monster truck for?
to be part of the conversation. Start to get the conversation going, you know?
Fucking monster. We're going to be driving down the highway. That is a conversation. And all we see is Sanchez running single fucking car.
Oh, and it was free.
Oh, it was
free. Damn.
The fuck? Yeah, I want a free monster truck.
It's from Warstock and Carry.
Of course,
Warstock and Carry.
Right. That monster truck is free.
Forgot yeah. So today's we got some meat and potatoes today, guys. We got the 420 Expo. Now, the only one that wasn't there was Dabs, but he is going to be making. And he's going to be making it this year. And Gio, what are the dates?
It's the 13th through the 15th of this year. Last month
September,
it was
right?
Last month it was the last weekend of September, and that's when they held it. This year they're starting it earlier, so you know it's there. But regardless of anything, hosting or not, we've already made it a fucking goal that. We're gonna be there. Like we have to be there. We'll be rocking gear. We'll be there in full fucking color. Yeah. So that's
you happening. Know who else will be there? Who Wild else? Bills.
What?
Yay! Make sure you bring your Wild Bills cup.
Are you serious?
I'm bringing my Wild. Yeah, of course they're gonna be there.
Wild Bills. Wait, I'm gonna buy a new Wild Bills cup because I'm a cup collector.
I didn't get the
I gotta get one that says 2024 now.
Is that the
one
soda?
I got says 2023?
That soda shit, right?
Yeah, that's the soda.
See that I'll drink. Yeah. I was iffy on it because I thought it was like.
Beer. I think this year I'm gonna hit up the food trucks.
The food, yeah. I was actually intrigued. They had a lot of shit out there. Yeah.
Well, we're definitely gonna be more prepared. I'm bringing my camera this time. I'm gonna have at least two cameras, so we'll have cameras running for BRVG. You know, everything we're gonna be. We know we're gonna have merch for you guys. We know we're gonna have free stickers for you guys. The bread and the butter is the merch. We're still figuring out how we're gonna shoot an episode, but let's kind of start off with that since we're talking expectations. We want to attempt to shoot a podcast episode over there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it would have to be outside in the smoking section. It may even be behoove of us to probably do it in the parking lot.
Yeah,
you know,
we could do we have our little montage thing where we have like clips and shit.
They should have us at the entrance.
Shit, I wish.
Right when you come in, like, welcome to the 420 Expo. BVRG sitting here.
He did it. He did. Tony did it. He said BV.
We're gonna get it right, brother. We're gonna get it right.
It's gonna happen.
I'm dyslexic, man.
Yo, just read Freshie's. The bottom of Freshie's overlay. There you go.
It looks like it says bog.
Rug?
Rug.
It's beverage, man. We're a beverage.
So
I'm thirsty.
How do we expect to try to shoot a podcast in there?
I don't know.
We can use our phones. Let's use our phones.
I mean, that's true. We can use the phones.
Microphones.
Bring the wireless ones.
Only two of them work per phone.
Two per phone? That means two people hold the... Well, if each of us is using a phone, each of us just gets a microphone. And then we can email you. That's something we could talk about later.
Yeah, we could layer the audios if that's the case, because they're going to be timed at the same time.
If it comes to the point that it has to be like a live audio podcast, fuck it. Live audio.
Dude, I wouldn't mind.
Because this saves everything. Yes. You know, this saves the whole process of everything. And the only thing we would have to do is get some kind of internet connection. And
that'd be easy. We just ask for the
hotspot from a phone, or you could hotspot from a phone.
Dude, that's who, I mean, that phone needs to have some fucking juicy ass power, because if you guys remember, there was barely any service in the spot.
Yeah, nah, that's
I don't remember. I don't really get on my phone.
But either way, no, I think recording the episode there wouldn't be a problem. I have no issue doing a live episode, especially if it's the expo, you know what I mean? We're there to actually enjoy ourselves, not just do a show. The show is for the viewers and the listeners and stuff to, you know, enjoy it with us. To an extent, because there's not, I don't believe we can't be in there, you know, filming everything. Like,
no, nah, we're filming, I'm filming myself. If I'm gonna film, I'm filming myself and my reactions to things, you know what I mean? No, and if anybody wants to jump on my camera, they can jump on my camera, yeah, no problem.
But
I'm looking forward to seeing who celebrities are gonna be there.
That's what I was about to say, like expectations. Who would you want to see it next year? Because I know we had Cheech. We had the chick from Half-Baked.
I want to see Seth Rogen and his company Houseplant there.
Yeah,
that would be a nice. Good one. That would be a good one. I want to see Chong, bro. We saw Cheech. Where Chong at?
Right. He couldn't make it.
Where's
you
Chong?
You know who I would like to see?
Oh.
I'd like to see Ric Flair drip.
Ooh, I mean, we know wrestlers are definitely popping up there. RVD,
I
want to
see RVD. RVD.
RVD was at one a couple years ago. In fact, if you look at the 420 Expo website, you see him. He's on like the video, the main video on the cover of the website.
Of course, he is.
So he's been there. Dope. It'd be nice to see him too there.
We all know who I'm expecting to see there.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yes.
Again?
The one and only Miss Sarah J. I'm going to work up the nerve to say hi this year.
So I know there is one thing that we do need to do.
And what's that?
We need to make something that people will never forget. So, like, I've seen people have, like, a space astronaut mask and turn it into, like, a smoke and put, like, a smoke machine blower in the back of it and just blow smoke. I have the astronaut mask, but what can we do? Maybe just write it down and don't even spoil it, because I mean, we need to come up with something cool that can be interactive for people and they could try out and smoke with us and stuff like that. Like, we got to do like the guy did with the hats.
Yeah,
remember that with the joint hat?
Yep.
We got to do something that people are going to talk about. So, you know, I mean, if you got an idea in the suggestions, DM it to us, throw it in the comments.
Oh, yeah, let us know.
What about, what about a stage presence?
Ooh, I'd want to see better fucking camera angles on another joint rolling competition.
I want to see Joey Diaz there.
I want to see Joey Diaz there?
I want to see some ska bands.
I want
to
see a fight.
Yeah,
break.
I would like to see some ska bands too.
I mean, if I'm smoking, I want to be skanking, bro.
You want to skank? Yeah.
Well, come on. Let's get it, bro.
I love some ska, bro. Dude, some Weston Jake, some Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
But that would be cool. Like an actual like live performance from like a legitimate artist. Yeah, like a well-known artist. Because we had a lot of local acts there, which was pretty cool. Like they got some shine, but they weren't getting no love, which was weird. Like nobody gave a shit about the live bands. Which was
shout out to Morning Coffee, the band.
Hey, Morning Coffee. Woo!
Well, you know what it is too. The stage is a little too high. You know, if they dropped the stage to a point where everyone could see everything, and that's just not the bands. If they put for the bands, it could be a personal environment.
Sanchez. It'll, mm-hmm. The main stage of Webster Hall was higher than that.
Yeah.
I know.
It was a really high stage.
Then don't put a stage at all.
That would be fucking, you know what? Just set up a play area.
Yeah. Put a mat.
Yep. A grounded play area.
Put a mat, because that was the thing. We couldn't see anything, especially the joint rolling contest. You know, and for bands, it would be a great opportunity.
We were anticipating the joint rolling contest because we stuck around just for that fucking competition.
Now they could put the truss on the ground easily with the lights.
Oh,
and stuff,
absolutely.
You know, and put some barricade around the truss. It's perfect, and everyone will be able to see everything. The what was it? There was the fire throwing lady,
pyromancer.
You know, and especially it could come with like some of the like, for example, there's a last year's, there was a legendary American tap dancer on there. You know, wouldn't you want to be like up close and personal to see that instead of like looking up and having to see it on the stage? Even like the dudes that were during the joint rolling contest, he was having issues getting people trying to get close. So if they just don't have the stage at all and just put like a safety mat, you know, it might be easier, maybe more cost efficient, to be honest, too.
Honestly, yeah, I believe so, because staging ain't cheap.
Yeah, what about?
I think they were just trying to make use of the vast area that they had and the
yeah.
Vendors. This is a lot of space. They didn't have a lot of vendors, which I was surprised about.
Like, maybe that'll change this year.
So hey, man, if you want to be a vendor at the 420 Expo, go sign up, man. It could always use more vendors. We need more stuff to look at while we're there, man. We need more experience.
More stuff to buy. I mean, your boy, Too Many Blunts, was there.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
There, boo.
My hat is somewhere up there. Up there is up there.
Blunts, yeah. Fucking Gutter Christ was there. He's there every year. It's like he invests hardcore into doing that every year. But he's got a lot of merch, as you guys saw. Like, huge selection of fucking merch to play with. It's really
I'll be picking up some new stuff this year.
Yeah. So you'll be seeing us again. You'll be seeing us again, Gutter. I'm anticipating that at least for this one, definitely be more prepared, because you know last time we went and it was us hanging out, like that's literally what it was.
We had a good time. It was so cool.
It inspired the reincarnation of BVRG, which was a BRVG, for fuck's sake.
The curse continues.
It's on, you sons of bitches. But it pretty much spawned the incarnation and inspired the incarnation.
A real man rocks a piss. Give your balls a cut.
What the fuck was that?
Give your balls a duck.
But no, it got us off the ground. It definitely pushed us, and it got us to this level. I mean, this is episode number 12 at this point. So
yeah, 12 weeks.
We've hit the dirty dozen.
Baby. That's 3 months. Fucking,
yeah, bro.
Yep.
Oh wow! 13 is our next episode. It's 13.
Oh yeah,
12 weeks, bro.
13 is my lucky number, man.
Look at that! Look at that!
So I mean, you know, there's other things to talk about with this. I mean, we
what else we got?
Music. I mean, we talked about music. I mean, rock music, heavy rock music is not really the vibe to really have at an expo like this. I think like ska, folk. I'm a big folk fan. I'd like to see some folk bands up in there. You know, some boot stomping District 12 Hunger Games type shit, you know?
Like, oh, yeah.
They also.
You want to see the guy with the flute that's like, I can't do it, but you know that guy. You know, the pan guy. Yeah,
pan flute?
The pan
flute. Yeah, there we go. The pan flute. You know what I mean? Hey. Yo, man, that shit gets down, bro. Don't be dissing. I be walking through Port Authority and my man be just jamming. And I'll be bopping as I walk past, you know what I mean? I'd be
yo,
like,
who
bro,
is that?
You
who got was lung that control. Guy on the subway? He was always by Union Square, the saxophone dude with the blue mohawk. That motherfucker.
That nigga got lungs, bro.
He had the crazy footwork while he was playing sax and shit. He was killing it.
There's always somebody that be down there that be jamming out.
Dude, he'd be nasty at the expo. He'd get everybody. Loving it.
I think. Do you think that there's a chance that they might make the smoking area just a little bit bigger? It was a bit crowded.
I mean, it was. They had the food and the smoking area all together, so they kind of consolidated. Which I understood what they were going with, but what we were talking about smoking doing the whole lounge thing, we expressed that as well. The food and the smoke being in the same area. Good thing it was outdoors, but. Yeah, I think it does like kind of collide. We could have definitely had a bigger smoke space and like just a more consolidated area because there was mad space. They had so much fucking space.
Yeah, yeah.
So they like utilized it with nonsense. That VIP tent was fucking a joke. No bullshit.
That was tiny.
That was a joke.
I want to talk about that. So what was okay? So I'm looking through the site right now, and the VIP experience accommodations. Let's see what we got.
Here. Basically, you could sit on couches and smoke.
I'm gonna back them up here, okay?
All right, let's go.
And I'm gonna play devil's advocate here, okay?
Let's go.
With that.
Okay.
So, too small. You think that the fact that Oh, shit, I lost my thought. What did you think was the joke again?
Oh, there you have it. And this is why we smoke, folks.
There it is.
What was it that you thought was a joke?
I thought the size of the VIP area was a joke.
Okay, you think the size of the VIP area was a joke. Okay, yes. So the VIP area, obviously smoking only outside. Can't smoke indoors in New Jersey, which I think is it's always been a ridiculous law here in New Jersey. Always. It's not just with cannabis. It's, you know, people who smoke tobacco. People, you know, I mean, there's fucking cigar lounges that people could smoke inside. So what the fuck? Anyways, the small section. I feel like they just did their best with what they could. That's my opinion with that, because that whole food section and the smoking section alone was small as it was. And there was a lot of people who definitely bought VIP more than that could probably fit in there.
Yeah.
I don't think
they took that into account, that they would get as many VIP sales.
Yeah, when it comes to that, there were a lot of people going in and out the VIP. It was fucking cool to see that people were supporting the whole thing.
Yeah, that's another.
I'm going VIP this year. I'm definitely going VIP.
But if we're going,
I want the whole experience.
But if we're going as vendors, I think we're gonna have badges.
We already give vendor badges.
Yeah, don't do what you did in paper.
They're don't called pay, exhibitor badges.
Don't do what Tony did and pay for extra shit.
he thought he was paying for the fucking for the video.
I didn't know I was paying for a party. I didn't know
and
I was
they were
paying
like,
for a party.
So here you go. It's a fucking ticket to the after party.
Yo, I keep getting messages from them like, hey, are you coming to the party tonight? And I'm like, who the fuck is this? And I was like, oh, that's them. Like, wow, I'm not going to shout them out at all.
They haven't started the party yet because you didn't show up, Tony.
Yeah, you didn't show up, right? Tony. The fuck, man?
I wonder what kind of party it was going to be.
I don't know. That guy promoted it like crazy. Like, there's going to be donkeys and fucking and a bunch of
Oh, my God. I'm fucking terrified of that's fucked up.
Bro, the fact that we saw a combination D&D fucking sequence, back to back, it made my entire experience. That was the greatest thing ever. I loved it, and that's going to live forever.
What, were there people there LARPing?
Nah, it was just a dude that was really tall. And it was like a D&D quest, bro.
Listen, there was a little one. And then there was a really big one that followed him. And they came together.
Yeah.
That's what made it perfect.
It was very LARP. It was very LARP style scenario.
Because the big one wore a kilt, like one of those leather-bound fucking like trip kilts that you get in fucking
That's
like.
That's right. He said trip.
Like one of them trip kilts with the chains and shit and fucking straps.
Okay. No, I'm gonna wear a kilt this year.
He was rocking one of those, and then his homeboy, who was like, I'm talking
shorty, like, bro. Like that dude was
he
short.
Was dude. He had like a cut and everything on. Like he was fucking like decked out.
Barred,
like,
he was a barred, bro.
Looked like a dangerous combination, bro.
Oh, God. Vox Machina. He looked like the dude from Vox Machina, bro. With a little ponytail.
It was incredible. Dude, it made my experience. Once I saw them, I was like a child at Toys R Us for the first time. I was like, oh, whoa!
Pause for the cause, guys.
Pause for the cause.
Hey, brother, yeah.
Dude, this episode definitely has to be called Dirty Dozen.
The Dirty Dozen.
Holy shit.
This is fucked.
So my eyes are not even open anymore.
Not for nothing. I am
now we're
so
definitely
fucking
not getting,
intrigued.
Now they're definitely not giving us a booth.
Fuck that.
We'll just show up.
You know what?
Can we make a banner? Can we make a banner?
I'm working on one. I was secretly working on one already, but you just spoiled the surprise.
I keep spoiling
another guest
things,
I want to put on our list, yo.
No, you didn't know about that though. You're off the hook on that one, Tony.
Okay.
Yo, Sanchez.
Yo,
can I come out of the, when am I gonna be out of the doghouse?
You've been out the doghouse. What you call doghouse, bro? Before
God
we get
damn
to
it,
that,
Sanchez.
What are you saying, Gio?
For fuck's sake, I got another guest for an episode.
What's his name? Really? His or her? What's his or her name?
His. You might know him. He's a local legend from Weehawken. Marky. The breakdancer.
Oh, shit. Yeah, bring him on.
Now, Marky, just for those people that don't know, is a little person. So,
oh my God,
we can iron it all out. Really
doing this?
Yes,
we're doing this. I'm sweating. Look at me. Okay. I'm dripping sweat, bro. I'm dripping.
No,
sweat.
But Marky's a cool fucking person. He's a breakdancer. He's been in the hip hop game for years. He's been in a couple of music videos. Yeah. Like, he's pretty fucking popular. Not for nothing.
And
bro.
You know
and
what? To kind of piggyback off also. That, there actually have been official inquiries for some people who want to be on the show. One of them being Jay Campbell from DD214.
Mm.
He is a smoker. He would love to come on the show and talk about cannabis and the military. We also have another Clean Sanchez Media alumni, Jeremy Strobridge, the host of The Artificial Mind. He has a fucking awesome job. Nice. He helps keep dirty things away from cannabis at his job.
Oh, that's awesome.
So he's going to come on and talk. He's going to come and talk to us about that, which I'm super excited about. There's a lot of things going on. This year is going to be a good cannabis year. I'm going to say it right now. BRVG, obviously, I'll talk to you about the legality stuff off the air, but we are actively working on having a not just a studio but a lounge, just a hangout, a lounge or an arcade. There are some interesting things happening in New Jersey alone with cannabis, and I'm currently taking the time a couple hours out of the day to kind of read, like, are cannabis lounges being allowed? And I think they're in the same essence of cigar lounges as well.
Yep. Yeah,
with that, I think there's a chance for us to be somewhere instead of, because we talked about this in our last meeting. You see these podcasts and these content creators, and they have places of their own, and people go to these places like Hulk Hogan. Everyone knows who Hulk Hogan is, and Hulk Hogan has his shop in Florida, we just want a place that you guys could come hang out with us, smoke with us. We don't know if it's going to be indoors, definitely outdoors, but I'm physically looking for a place that has an outdoor backyard area that we could build like a smoke lounge in, a stage for music performances, and then along that a small arcade, because at the end of the day this is bong rips and video games. We want to represent our two favorite things put together. The location is technically, there's been some contention about some of the towns, but we're looking at, I'm looking at Cliffside, between Cliffside Park and Bayonne. We don't know where it's going to be. We don't know when it's going to be, but it's actively something that.
Yeah, it's definitely.
It's out of conversation and into the phases of what do I need for paperwork? Where does everyone else need for paperwork? And this is not for the podcast. This is for just to have something to give to our future. Most of us have
something for the fans too. Something for the fans too.
We want to hold
somewhere
events.
To chill.
Yeah, we want to hold events. We want you to sell your stuff in our place, food. We'd love to sell pizza there or something, like little snacks, but we, that's a whole other animal,
wouldn't
there.
You fucking pizza whore.
Yeah.
You eat pizzas.
You know, but
slice after slice.
You know, but there's a lot of things that we're talking about, but there's a lot of things that are outside of the conversation realm right now and into the realm of, you know, and the best part, you know, a lot of this is going to be military funded because, you know, your boy got them checks rolling through and, you know,
hey,
you know, like, hey, Tony, give me a pound.
I got you.
Wrong way.
I was going to do the whole screen.
Yeah, let's go. You know, we.
Freshie.
You know, there's. You know, being.
There you go.
You know, being a veteran gives.
Gates, touch my finger. Yeah. ET phone home.
Now put yours in my mouth.
Oh God! Stop. Oh well, no. Actually, keep it going. It's after 11 a.m. We know the rules.
Eat that.
By the time this airs, it's 10 a.m. Fuck.
Anyways, you know, we all, you know, we just want a place that we could call home, and that place is going to be something incredible. And you know, we're gonna have fun with it, and maybe it'll be a place that Max could shoot XVPW stuff at too. You know. Maybe it'll be a place where you see us shooting the podcast live and you guys are sitting out the window while looking at us like we're the fucking zoo, you know? Yeah. Like,
it'll be awesome.
You know,
like TRL, can we be like TRL and push our
I would love that.
That would be awesome.
You know, because it would be cool just to sit there in our little lounge 10 o'clock in the morning with TRL and have like the Cottonmouth Kings with us or something. And, you know,
yeah, that show would be badass.
You know, because the main thing is we just want to bring cannabis and video games, bring people together, whether you're a police officer, whether you're a veteran, whether you're a prostitute, whether you're just a regular loser Joe Schmo like me.
Us.
You know,
listen, to our adoring fans out there, you'll make this happen, right? We want to get Cypress Hill on the show.
Yes, I would love to have B-Real on the show, bro.
We need them on the show. Fans, somebody get them watching the show. All right, we need them on.
We need more likes. We need more subs. We need more follows. Yeah.
So before we get to our favorite part of the show, I'm going to lay it out there right now. We've got an abundance of new listeners in the United States. But we have also gotten Australia. We have also gotten the United Kingdom. We are very, very. It's very exciting to. Yeah, it's very exciting to be able. I mean, the cannabis game is growing in Australia. We know that. It is wild out there right now. And you guys out there, whoever you are listening to Ball Grips and Video Games, thank you so much. In Australia, in the United Kingdom, and in the United States, I mean, we got Kentucky, we got Ohio, North Carolina, Florida, Illinois, Rhode Island, Michigan, Virginia, Pennsylvania, District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., your boy Clean Sanchez will be there this summer. I will be there this summer. Actually, that's a brand new thing that just happened. I have to go down there for something, and there's going to be opportunity for me to make some cannabis content down there. So, you know, if anyone's going to be down there for Washington, D.C., we're also planning BRVG down the shore. It's either going to be down the shore or Atlantic City. We can't do both. We ain't got the money for it. But, you know, it's going to be one of the two. We are talking about it. And that's just in conversation mode. But it's something that we want to do, especially since Dabs is more southern. Guys, you guys are the fucking best, but you know what time it is.
Oh, we already know.
Do it. Guys, just go this and then pull. Price is right. Pull the wheel. Pull it.
All right.
Put your hand.
3, 2, 1.
Go.
Pull the wheel.
What we got?
Nachos.
We did that already. Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay.
That's a good one.
That is a really good one. Okay. Yes. I got a couple
right there.
I already got a couple.
There's a
I got
good
a couple
amount.
Right off the top of my there's head, bro. A good
you know, this is going to be hard because the one I wanted to see in live action comes out in April.
I know. Same. I know.
You know, and damn, it's just so crazy. I can't even talk about it. I know some of you guys know that I can't even talk about it, what's going on. But, you know, guys, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah,
we love you. You guys, look, stay safe. We're going to be back with that nice little topic. That's going to be a fun one. That we're going to get into conversation. So everyone choose one show and one movie. You know, one show and one movie each. Guys, I love you. We're exactly hitting 3 months this episode, and we're guys, it's just happening. It's fucking happening.
There's only one way to go, man, and that's up. High. Yep. As high as we can get. As high as we can.
I'm higher than a giraffe's titty.
Cheers, boys.
That's pretty high. Guys, I love you guys. Hey, we'll see you guys next Tuesday.
Later.
Take your last hits real quick. Let me just take this.
Okay.
This
hang on.
Live. This live.
Why not?
Live diamond extract, baby.
I don't have anything. Wow, there it is. Hold on. It's the final countdown.